Mauricio Galicia says he moved across the border when he was 17.
I came to the U.S., as I said, to look a better future for myself, to find out a job that we never find a good job down there in my hometown in Mexico.
Galicia says he's frustrated he's still undocumented, even though he's lived here for 26 years. He says his life in the U.S. started in California, where he married. The couple moved to Michigan and finally Milwaukee, always chasing a job. Galicia says along the way he's found work as a truck driver and now earns a living as a self-employed construction worker. Yet he says because of his status, he keeps a low profile.
Areas like Mequon, Waukesha, I've been hearing bad stories about police being stopped by your skin color, you know. So I better focus my work area here in Milwaukee instead of going out of the city.
Galicia says he applied for a green card years ago but missed a deadline. Lately, he's been working on getting his citizenship with Christine Newman Ortiz. She heads the local immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera. Newman Ortiz says it's hard to quantify the number of undocumented immigrants who reside in the state because so many live under the radar.
Immigration estimates there are around 100,000 undocumented people in the state of Wisconsin, but I don't know how to break that down for the city of Milwaukee. What people don't appreciate often is how undocumented people are not like an island unto themselves, but are totally woven into the fabric of our society.
According to Newman Ortiz, many undocumented immigrants living in northern Wisconsin have woven themselves into the dairy industry. She says in urban areas, you'll find many working in service industries.
In the city, of course, a lot of the jobs are in construction, in manufacturing, in just about every kitchen, in a restaurant you go to, in the hotels, they're cleaning. They are, you know, janitors. They're doing the landscaping.
Newman Ortiz predicts if Congress passes immigration reform, people here would open the economic floodgates. She says many of those living and working here illegally would suddenly buy homes, travel, and spend more freely. Susan Quam could foresee more stability within certain workforces, less turnover. Quam is spokeswoman for the Wisconsin Restaurant Association.
It gives them more certainty so that they also don't feel like they have to constantly move from job to job. You know, every year they pack up and move to another part of the country or another part of the state because they feel they have to constantly be on the move.
Quam says right now plenty of employers hire undocumented workers as long as they produce a Social Security number. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.